Freely Happen radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Tuesday, July 2nd, 2013. Two more days to Independence Day, or what we used to call Independence Day. I'm not even sure what they're bothering to call it this year here. Have you noticed how the government tells us not to worry about, you know, GMO foods and not to worry about oil in the Gulf of Mexico and corrects it, not to worry about radiation from Fukushima, not to worry about compact fluorescent bulbs that have mercury and radioactive materials in them, and not to worry about American cars whose brakes fail and steering locks up and fuel tanks explode, but we're not allowed to have sparklers because we might harm ourselves? Kind of a weird double standard there. All right, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Manny is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble here. And looking at the corporate media, they're back to all Zimmerman, all the time, blow-by-blow coverage of all the testimony. They're just pounding this thing. They're selling this idea. This is the most important story in America. Pay no attention to NSA gate and IRS gate and DOJ gate. And Gate and all this. That's last week's news. You got to pay attention to this highly charged, emotional, racially motivated murder trial. And again, look at all the coverage it's getting. And murders happen in the United States all the time. Why is this getting so much coverage? I think we're being set up here, and reinforcing that, of course, is this story that we just got from the Trenches World Report, where already, in the town of Sanford, Florida, which is where this trial is taking place, the police are already going door to door in what they say is preparation for potential riots. They're selling that idea, Zimmerman case riots, Zimmerman case riots. Remember, on Thursday, Adam Kokesh was going to do that nonsensical, stupid armed march right into Washington, D.C., tailor-made for the government to propagandize, oh, those gun owners, they're dangerous, they're anti-American, they're a threat to the nation. And fortunately, that whole plan cratered. And it's feeling a lot to me like we're being set up the same way we were back in 1992, where they, up in Sylmar, California, they had the trial of the four officers who beat Rodney King to a pulp. And they literally threw the case to the defense as hard as they could. The judge told the jury that unless they could all agree which specific blow of the baton represented excessive force, that they had to acquit the police. And they acquitted the police, and the riot started, and all kinds of nefarious things going on. And right now, this government would love nothing better than to see nationwide race riots that would allow for the suspension of what's left of our Constitution, Declaration of martial law, gun grab, and all the rest of that. So please, regardless of the verdict in the Zimmerman case, because probably most of you don't even know Zimmerman or Trayvon Martin, it doesn't really directly impact you. Regardless of the verdict, do not engage in any rioting, because I'm going to tell you right now, those people who are out there with the Molotov cocktails screaming, we've got to burn down whatever, they're the government undercover informants. It's another setup to try and foment some kind of violence inside the United States that would allow the government to complete the transition from the republic that was founded by the Constitution into their new world order fascist dictatorship, where you will do as you're told, eat what you're told, take the medicines you're told, provide us with your wealth, your money, your gold, and your children for wars of conquest, and you will like it. So please don't be as stupid as the U.S. government right now is hoping you are. Don't fall for it. This just reeks of setup. And again, I don't know Zimmerman. I don't know Trayvon Martin, or I did not know Trayvon Martin. It doesn't really affect us, and yet it's being promoted as the big story we should all get emotionally tangled with. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone? Replace them all, start over while we all still can.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And as you remember, last week we had Paul Topete from Freedom Palooza. And the band Poker Face, he was on our show talking about Freedom Palooza and their plans to expand this to other cities. And it's basically just an annual get-together for people to gather and talk on the human net about what's going wrong with the country. And needless to say, Freedom Palooza is opposed by those who don't value the First Amendment right to freedom of speech. Now, freedom of speech is an absolute, and the measure of your commitment to the principle is when you support the right of people to say something you don't agree with. But we do have certain individuals in this country who feel that the right to freedom of speech ought to be limited, that you ought not to criticize the government, or you ought not to criticize a certain foreign government. And perhaps not surprisingly, the Anti-Defamation League and the Southern Poverty Law Center, who have absolutely no respect for the Constitution of the United States of America, have just opened up with, you know, guns blazing against Freedom Palooza. And apparently they are calling and harassing the scheduled speakers, trying to get them to cancel. They're trying to interfere with the permits for the venue Every dirty trick they can think of, they're pulling to try and shut this down, because you're not allowed in the United States of America to say certain things in their view. You may have a First Amendment right to freedom of speech, but you're only allowed to exercise it when you say things we, the rulers of the world, agree with. And the whole point of the First Amendment right to freedom of speech is that we, the people, have a right recognized, not granted, recognized by the government to speak out when the government is not serving the interests of the American people, as seems to be pretty much the majority of the time these days. And we are seeing a government and a political power structure that is openly defying the Constitution, violating our civil rights, and trying to figure out some way they can just get rid of it all as a annoyance and inconvenience. Remember, a few months back, we had these trial balloon articles in the New York Times and on MSNBC saying, really, it's time to get rid of that Constitution and the Bill of Rights because it's just getting in the way of the efficient operation of the federal government. And we all know that we should have an efficient government that just does what it needs to do, sort of like Nazi Germany had. And there's no question, the German government of that time was very efficient, kept the trains running on schedule. But I think if you ask the German people now, they'd say, no, it wasn't worth the efficiency to lose our civil rights and our control over the government here. So the ADL and the SPLC are out there just trying to find some way they can shut this down any way they can, because by golly, there are certain things you're not supposed to know about, because that's how they control your mind. That's all mind control is controlling the brain by controlling what it knows to make sure you don't have those bad thoughts, because that would be double plus ungood. Now, Edward Snowden is back out there making headlines. He issued a formal statement which basically said the same thing that we've been commenting on here at Republic Broadcasting for quite some time. The U.S. government is afraid of you, the American people, because now you're awake and you realize what the true nature of this nation and this government has become. And it's very ugly. It is not the nation we were all brainwashed into thinking we lived in by those state-controlled public schools. It's mutated into something very, very ugly indeed. Now, as you probably remember, after some back and forth, it came out that Russia had offered asylum to Edward Snowden in addition for ceasing to publicly embarrass the United States of America. And Putin did this in order to defuse these attempts by American politicians like John McCain to somehow portray Snowden as part of an evil Russian plot in order to duck the reality that our government is in blatant violation of the First, Fourth, Fifth, Ninth, and Tenth Amendments of the Bill of Rights. We didn't do anything wrong. It's an evil Russian plot. We must hate the Russians, and so forth and so on. Now, Snowden has rejected the Russian offer and saying he is not going to go silent, even if it means he is not allowed to stay inside Russia. And we're already hearing from The Guardian. There are more revelations yet to come about this insane spy system on law-abiding citizens around the world. And that is really what the issue comes down to. We're seeing a lot of articles coming out and saying, well, you know, spying on other governments, that's just sort of par for the course. And, you know, those other governments are all doing it, too. They're starting to resort to the, hey, they're all doing it, therefore we're blameless excuse. We understand military spying and spying on, foreign governments here, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about total surveillance on law-abiding Americans in outright defiance of the Constitution. That's what we're talking about here. And they're trying to take the focus away and say, well, really, it's about national security. We're spying on the United Nations. We're spying on the European Union. Aren't those our allies? We're spying on our allies. And yes, the U.S. government does that. Remember, we were talking about the history of cryptography, how the U.S. government and the allies were not able to break the German Enigma code until they got their hands on an actual machine. And after the war was over, they made presents of these machines to all the friendly nations without telling them that they could now read the messages encrypted on them. So it's kind of an ongoing thing. And as I said, spying for military reasons on weapons research in each other's country that goes along all the time, spying on each other's diplomats. That's just sort of part of that whole thing. What we're talking about here is total surveillance on you, the American people, who have done nothing wrong. There's no grounds for suspicion. They just want to be able to constantly look in and read the little romantic text messages you're sending to your significant other. Or more to the point, they want to look in for any business opportunities, information on what you're doing that might be useful to their buddy who's in the same line of work. Or to run off to the stock brokerage and buy stock in your company because they know you're going to launch a new product in just 2 weeks. All of this is illegal. It's called insider trading. And this government has a history of doing that. And that is why you should be angry. They're literally harvesting your creative projects from you for their own personal gain. And you should be angry. So Snowden is out there basically saying that he will not accept any kind of a deal that says he has to shut up. And he's going to go on releasing more information about the scale of this massive U.S. government spying on planet Earth. Meanwhile, Chucky Schumer is out there saying Russia should pay a price for harboring the NSA leaker. I don't think it really qualifies as harboring. Snowden flew from Hong Kong to Moscow. He's still hanging out basically at the airport. It's a real-life version of the movie The Terminal. But Chucky Schumer, he's out there saying, oh, it's Russia. It's the Russian plot. You know, pay no attention to the U.S. government's violation of the Constitution. That's just a trivial issue. We have to go Russia. They're trying to demonize Russia as hard as they can because in the long run of this plan to return the world to Bretton Woods, it does mean war with Russia and China. And Putin knows it. China's government knows it. We know it. It's an all-or-nothing deal. And so already we're saying, oh, bad China, bad Russia. Any excuse to make the Russians look bad and try and drag us back to the world of the 1950s. You know, when there was the Cold War and we were all brainwashed to wet ourselves when we heard the word commie. So, Chucky, if you really feel that way about Russia, here's your rifle. And here's your parachute. We're going to grab a phone call here now. Kent in West Virginia. Aloha, Kent. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Just a real quick, you mentioned the SPLC and you being a Hollywood special effects guy. I have an observation for you. I think you might. Did you ever notice that this character or creature, we'll call him this Mark Potok of the SPLC, closely resembles the Ewok in Star Wars?
I hadn't really noticed, but I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, if you look up an Ewok and you look up his picture, there is a more than a passing resemblance there.
So, Manny in the control room is saying he reminds me of a Who from Whoville.
Yes.
And, you know, excessively fuzzy. You know, I really don't want to get into personal attacks on the people over at the SPLC. I mean, that kind of negates the focus on what it is that they're doing. And the SPLC, despite its very grandiose, warm and fuzzy name, it doesn't really spend a lot of time on Southern poverty or even on the law. They, like the ADL, their mission is clearly to suppress any criticism or questioning of Israel among the American people. And they're certainly demonstrating that right now with their relentless attacks on Freedom Palooza, which is going to go ahead anyway, and maybe some of the speakers aren't going to show up. But hey, it's more time for just, you know, beer and hot dogs and the music, because there's going to be a lot of music. It is a music festival, after all.
Okay, well, I just thought I'd pass that observation on, and I thought it was funny anyway. Oh, right, well, thanks, Mike.
All right, you got it. And by the way, a reminder that the whatreallyhappened.com website is a proud member of the Southern Poverty Law Center's list of websites you should never, ever, 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 ever read or your nose will fall off. So, let's see, more information coming out from The Guardian. The NSA not only bugged the European Union, we were talking about that yesterday, they apparently succeeded in bugging the United Nations. Aren't these supposed to be our friends and allies over there? And again, we're not too surprised about that. But again, the focus for we, the American people, isn't that the government is spying on other governments. It's that it's spying on us. Everything we do, our credit card purchases, our download history, our browsing history, without probable cause, complete constitutional violation. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Tonight, as I sit at the kitchen table and write my monthly check to bank and trust, I sigh to think I should have seen this coming. Now I'm struggling with another boom gone bust. Oh, see how the bubbles swell.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm just now looking, even over at InfoWars, they've got an article by Paul Joseph Watson saying Trayvon supporters threaten riots and looting if Zimmerman is acquitted. It's like a flashing neon sign. We, the government, are going to start riots so we can come in and crush the American people down, take their guns, their gold, their wealth. They're telegraphing. This is a setup. They're pre-selling everybody to associate Zimmerman trial, rioting. Zimmerman trial, rioting. And when the rioting happens, the corporate media say, oh, it's all about that Zimmerman thing here. You know, had nothing to do with the crushing economy and the homelessness and the joblessness and the hunger and all of our kids coming back from these wars of conquest dead and disfigured. And all the corruption and all the Wall Street frauds got nothing to do with that. It's all about Zimmerman. We blame the Zimmerman case for the violence. The government wants this to happen. The U.S. government is desperate for some kind of civil unrest that they can use as an excuse to declare a national emergency. Why do you think they've been buying all those hollow point bullets? And all these armored cars for the civilian police force, they have been preparing for war on the American people. All they need is a new Pearl Harbor to kick it off. And I think this is what they're trying to go with this thing. And that's why it's just, again, still on TV on Fox. Oh, all Zimmerman all the time. Oh, my goodness there. All righty. So getting back to thing. Over in Europe, Barack Obama is out there trying to mend fences because the revelation of this NSA spying has triggered a huge public outcry all around the world. Now, obviously, the government insiders and those of us paying attention have known it's been going on all along. The difference is now ordinary people who had lulled themselves into a false sense of safety by knowing they're not actually engaged in any criminal activities are now realizing every little sexy email they sent to their significant other, every website full of bikini pictures they ever looked at, every one of their online purchases and browsing history, credit card purchases have been looked at by some complete total stranger on a government paycheck. They're upset about it. And because the people all across Europe are upset about this, the governments of Europe are upset about it. Obama is over there trying to sort of quell this all down and say, hey, it's no big deal, really. What are you all screaming about? We're not doing anything bad. We're just keeping an eye on the herd, which I think is the attitude problem that's really at the heart of this outrage that we're seeing here. And I'm sure Obama is over there, you know, saying something along the lines of, first off, let me apologize for any wounded feelings that have arisen in the wake of revelations that the United States has been spying on, well, pretty much everybody. But before you make your final decision on the free trade talks, I wish to remind you that excerpts of your communications with Fifi's phone fantasies could easily be leaked to the media of your respective countries. I await your acceptance of my apology, which I know will be forthcoming. I'm sure there's probably a lot of that going on. That, of course, is the real danger of the NSA spying, is that it gives an unelected body of the U.S. government tremendous power over the rest of the world by ferreting out their little, dark, shameful secrets that may not even be crimes, but it's still something that must be kept private and use that to basically control the world. Now, over in Germany, and this is reported on The Blaze, Malt Spitz, who's a member of Germany's Green Party, said, don't let this talk about metadata convince you that this is harmless. And he basically went back and took his own metadata from Deutsche Telekom and then basically showed how much information could be gleaned about his personal life just from the metadata. And so the idea that this is somehow harmless information is complete nonsense. You can find out a person's sexual orientation. You can find out their dietary habits. You can find out all this stuff, what bookstores they're going to. Now, have you noticed the irony here that it wasn't too long ago that the United States government declared hacking of U.S. computers equivalent to an act of war justifying a full military response, and now they've been caught being the hackers, hacking all these other nations' computer systems in order to spy on their people, hacking the European Union offices, hacking the United Nations. So by the United States government's own definition, the United States has now carried out acts of war against the European Union, the United Nations, virtually every country on earth, because that was the U.S. attitude. Hacking represents an act of war. Now, George Bush, remember him? He was the one who said his job would be easier if he was the dictator and the Constitution was a blankety-blank piece of paper. And basically came out and said, you know, Snowden was wrong to do this thing, and basically said he didn't care if Americans approved of his policies unless it was an election year. And other than that, he was just going to go do what he wanted to do for himself and his cronies, which, again, observers have known that's kind of the attitude all along. But now he's out there saying, I don't care what you think. My younger brother actually saw Bush at a public appearance after he was done being president. And he said that to the crowd. Yeah, I don't give a darn what you think about me anymore. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse so every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And the latest propaganda spin on the Edward Snowden case is, well, why didn't he go through the proper channels? You know, we have ombudsmen and we have these other little institutions there that you're supposed to go to when you are concerned about the behavior of your superiors in the government. Harumph, 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 harumph. And the obvious answer is because those whistleblowers who have gone through proper channels wind up being arrested, charged with espionage, thrown in prison, or otherwise silenced. Those purported official government proper channels are set up as traps to get to the whistleblowers before they go public. That's all they really do. And we saw this same lame commentary the other week when the three of the official investigators into TWA 800 went public, saying they were ordered by the government to lie to the American people about what happened to that 747. And James Kallstrom, who was the FBI agent in charge of the investigation, came out and said, why didn't they come to me if they were being told to lie? I would have dealt with it. Come on, James, you're the biggest liar of the bunch there. The proper channels don't want to hear whistleblowing. They're part of the mechanism to try and keep the lid on all of this stuff. back in 1994 when I stumbled across evidence of fraud by the FBI in the case of White House Deputy Counsel Vincent Foster. Naively, like a loyal, law-abiding American citizen, I tried to go through the proper channels, the police, even the FBI itself, and then the corporate news media, and my career in Hollywood simply evaporated. Not unlike actress Jean Seberg. And for close to 20 years since then, I have been waiting to see somebody inside the government operating from a principle of constitutionality and morality, and they don't exist. I'm sorry we can't give them the benefit of the doubt. There are no people inside the government who are willing to look at the wrongdoing by that government. People in the government love their jobs. They love the fact that they're paid 30 to 40% more what people in the private sector are doing for the same work. And nobody's watching them if they're just goofing off like all those people at the SEC spending their time looking at online porn while Bernie Madoff is ripping off his investors. They're like the subjects in that infamous Stanley Milgram experiment. They're perfectly willing to go along with inflicting harm on the people of the United States of America, harm on the Constitution, as long as the person signing that fat paycheck says it's the correct thing to do. The Nazis had the same degree of cooperation from their civil service workers. There are no proper channels that are actually going to accomplish change to the wrongdoing of the nation, only the illusion of one. So the government can go on saying, oh, yes, we're doing the right job. We have all these, you know, systems set up here as a check on our power and authority, but they don't exist. As Claire Wolfe put it, we're long past the point where it's still possible to work within the system, because the system does not take care of the people or the nation. The system takes care of itself. Like a cancer, it preserves and promotes itself at the expense of everything healthy around it. I'm afraid this government has reached the point where it cannot be fixed from within, because nobody inside the government wants it fixed. They're getting their goodies. They're having a good time. All the perks and all the benefits and all the extra pay. All righty, let's see. We're going to grab a phone call here. Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Glenn, are you there? I guess not. I guess we lost him. All righty. Now, we're looking at the recent visit to Germany by Obama, where he went out there and he did a little speechification, and there was a small crowd there, considerably smaller than the one when he was there back in 2008. And most of the people at that new protest were carrying all these anti-American, anti-Obama signs. And basically the opinion among the German people is they used to love Obama. They thought he was going to get the United States back under control, get it back on the track to the Republic. Now they don't trust him. Welcome to our world, German people. All right, I understand Glenn in Philadelphia is back online. Glenn, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I don't know what happened there. Yeah, I'm curious. Have you been following the story at all that I've been hearing about that the U.S. is supposedly contracting with Russia to use Russian troops on American soil in the event of civil disruption or war or anything like that?
It's a hoax. It's a hoax. It all came from a story by Sorcha Fall. And what the U.S. and Russia did agree to do is, in the event of a natural disaster, they simply agreed to have the mechanisms in place to help each other. But this idea that Russia would send their troops to put down a rebellion by the American people is complete nonsense. Mostly because Putin understands that the American people are his allies in trying to restrain the U.S. government from going any further along this World War III policy. And so Putin is not going to do anything to aid the U.S. government to help erase resistance to war from the American people. So it's
right,
a completely
exactly.
nonsensical story.
That makes more sense, because I couldn't square this with the notion of what's going on with the S-300s in Syria and such. It's like, wait a minute, on the one hand they're putting S-300s into Syria, on the other hand they're arranging to put troops? That just doesn't make any sense.
Well, you know, the U.S. government is spending a huge amount of your taxpayer dollars to basically hire and pay people to put as much junk and nonsense out in the independent media in an attempt to weaken its credibility so the American people will stop coming to Republic Broadcasting and WhatReallyHappened.com and loyally go back to ABC, CBS, NBC for their daily dose of government-approved propaganda. It's not working. Especially going around the net looking at the feedback on the Snowden case. I mean, these government-paid shills, they're racking up the overtime right now.
Well, what's disturbing is, and as you well know, the Patriot Radio Realm, I mean, the entire world is rather cacophonous and contradictory to begin with. And in the Patriot Realm, there's certainly a substantive amount of internecine rivalry to begin with. But then, and market share struggling and stuff. But there are people who are otherwise seemingly reputable who are advancing these stories about the idea that there are already thousands of troops, you know, foreign troops on American soil, and that it's just somebody's gonna drop the hammer and we're gonna have Red Dawn without the parachutes at some point and all this kind of stuff.
No, it's nonsense.
And it's really, I know, but there's so much of it. It's really good. It gets that almost difficult to filter out, even if you're thinking and researching and stuff like that after a while. You know, they do
well,
know how to muddy the waters.
Let me use this current story as an example of how it works. You have Sorcha Fall, who is a known disinformation asset. I forget his real name. He lives in Virginia. He's a CIA asset. And he puts out these stories, and then they have a network of enablers and assistants who will take that original story, strip off the identifying marks, and repost it to as many blogs as they can in the hope it'll be picked up and, you know, just spread through the net virally. And sometimes it really does work. And a lot of the people carrying this story don't know it's a hoax and a fraud. Remember, history has shown anybody who got used, abused, betrayed, taken advantage of, had it done to them by somebody they thought they could trust. And, you know, right. We have a lot of people even at WhatReallyHappened.com who put up a lot of nonsense stuff that I have to slap down. But again, right. The general goal, it's jamming. They're trying to put as much nonsense out there to kookify the net and to make it harder for people to get to the real information they're trying to find. And that's why you're seeing all this stuff about chemtrails and phony Apollo moon landings and Elvis in a UFO and Loch Ness Monster and Bigfoot's love child and all the rest of that other stuff up. No plane at the Pentagon is another good example. They're out there trying to basically poison the well. That's the term of crap propagandists use, poison the well. Find an area where people are really starting to get too close to a really damaging secret and throw a piece of nonsense in there that can be used to discredit the whole question.
Right. It's amazing. Yeah, absolutely. They do like the waters to be quite muddy. But,
yes.
Actually, one other question. I was thinking about the stuff you cover. Now I'm not necessarily a disciple of this guy. I'm center-right, slightly right of center. I prefer... you know, personal responsibility to the welfare state if you can get it in a healthy economy. But Webb Tarpley, who's like a New Dealer, he's a devotee of FDR, you know, he's a big New Dealer, but economist, historian, if you ever listen to his, he actually he does a good job of, documenting and backing his stuff and tying in historical stuff. I don't know if you ever had him on or...
Oh, yes, we have had him on the show before.
Yeah, I don't know if we agree with him. He's very erudite, and he certainly backs up, you know, he does document what he says, and I find he actually succeeds in making me empathetic to his agenda sometimes just because he's so fact-based and fleshes out his arguments so well. Mm-hmm. All right, take care, Mike. Thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to switch over to Catherine in Ottawa. Aloha, Catherine. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Michael. I just wanted to let you know that they've just announced on CBC that the RCMP apparently thwarted a terror attack. Their own words are an Al-Qaeda-inspired terror attack on the B.C. legislature in Victoria using pressure cooker bombs.
Okay, it's another hoax. They're trying to scare everybody back into saying, oh, please, government, save me from the evil terrorists, you know. And it's the little boy who cried wolf too many times here. Or nuclear duck, or whatever else it is.
I completely agree. And watching the two officers as they were answering the questions, the evasiveness that they used in their language, the taller of the two, his facial expressions as his eyes shifted back and forth, and really basically avoiding answering any questions. Not that there were very many good ones asked, but it was, I just sat there with my mouth hanging open, and I thought, well, I better call Michael and let him know, and he can throw that up on the site so we can all, you know, look at it and shake our heads. It just, it feels so wrong. Apparently, the bombs were supposed to go off yesterday on Canada Day.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one thing we need to be aware of, and of course, here in the United States, we're only 2 days away from a symbolic date, which invites a false flag. If they're going to do a big bang to get us all hot and bothered to go make war on those gosh darn Arab Muslims, there has to be sort of a pre-sale ramping up of, oh, here's a terror attack, here's a terror attack, here's a terror attack. And especially with all this spying, they're trying to justify total surveillance of all Americans by saying, oh, it's saving you from acts of terror. But again, when you press them for details, you know, they, oh, no, we'll reveal methods, we'll reveal secrets. The few cases where they've claimed to have thwarted terror attacks with this total surveillance, it turned out they're talking about cases that were solved with regular police work or undercover informants. The NSA guy is including on his list of thwarted terror attacks all of these entrapments set up by the FBI, where the FBI informants go out and say, I'm going to blow up a school bus and try not to burn my lips on the tailpipe, and here's some money if you will help me do it. And they get some patsy who's desperate for money in this economy and say, oh, all right, I'll help you. Boom, they arrest him, and they get big headline stories. They're trying to keep up this illusion there's a terrorism threat that is so great that we should completely abandon any idea of constitutional protections and freedom of speech, freedom of privacy, you know, just surrender all of that stuff to be protected from this evil menace that the government has pretty much created itself.
I think that might be the case here as well. And they described them in another interesting way. They called them self-radicalized.
Yes.
And following this Al-Qaeda ideology. And at least one person did ask, well, can you define what you mean by Al-Qaeda ideology? And I have to say the officer was stumbling through that whole explanation, and it mm-hmm. made no sense whatsoever. And I agree with you. I think that a lot of this is very self-perpetuated. They said they had insider people. They waited to pick them up yesterday. If they mm-hmm. knew this was going on, they could have arrested them well beforehand, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's just, it's like a theater. It is like a theater, and I think they're hiring the worst producers in Hollywood to do it. Because it's so difficult to believe.
Mm-hmm. Any good producers, you know, aren't going to work for the U.S. government because, they have a moral code that they're going to follow. You know, we're seeing this terminology again where they're talking about self-radicalized or Al-Qaeda-like because most people now understand there really isn't an Al-Qaeda. It's sort of the modern-day version of 1984's Emmanuel Goldstein. All the Al-Qaeda we've been shown, like Adam Gadan and Yusuf al-Khattab, they turn out to be fakes and phonies. And the propaganda spin now is that in order to justify spying on every single person on planet Earth, it's because any single person on planet Earth is a potential terrorist if they're self-radicalized. And self-radicalized means anybody who doubts the government about anything is a self-radicalized potential terrorist. And so we're going to start seeing that spin more and more, where the terror threat isn't coming from overseas, it's ordinary people who just all of a sudden get it into their head to go down and write chalk marks in front of a bank pointing out the evils of the banking industry. And you know, now that they've got us all thinking about terror, and have you noticed they changed the meaning of the definitions? Terrorists used to be somebody from another country with an exploding vest. Now terrorism is somebody who is complaining about poor water quality. Weapons of mass destruction used to mean the things that we dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and now, of course, it's pressure cookers and, you know, and stuff. Mayor Bloomberg is out there banning sparklers because terrorists could make weapons of mass destruction out of those. It's just reached a point of absolute, complete, ridiculous extreme. And the more extreme they get with the propaganda claims, the less and less they're going to be believed. And that's what we're seeing here.
It boggles my mind that people can't, a lot of people just still won't see through that. They seem to be so terrified to let go of this idea of the government being there to protect you. But they're not.
No, they're not. The government is there to take care of the government and take care of businessmen.
Oh, maybe the government doesn't care one iota about you. You're just a commodity, in my opinion. You're no better than chattel.
Yeah, you're the herd. You're the herd. You're the livestock that has to be harvested and sent off to fight wars. And that very much is, and of course, that's the attitude you get with any kind of a fascist dictatorship.
Absolutely.
The population is property.
I have a question. It's a little bit off topic, but in the U.S., do your young people do unpaid internships? Or are they interested financially? Because we've got a real stink going on up here about that as well. They're estimating there's between 1 and 300,000 people doing unpaid internships for fetching coffee and doing slave grunt work. It's not even like
it's epidemic here. It's epidemic here, and we got to take a break for commercials, and when we come back, I'll comment on that. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our Republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Fear and hate will rule them, said the demon to the roll. In shackles we will bind them, to the terror they'll be shown. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We got one more caller on the line, Barb, and I'm not sure where you're calling from. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. I'm from Dearborn, Michigan.
Okay.
Okay. You know,
Mike, I am concerned that the government seems to be doing things that are provocative, that they really want us to get mixing it up as a people. And because I live in Dearborn, I'm very sensitive to that.
Well, no, I absolutely agree. You know, it's very obvious the United States government would rather have a public uprising they can control and crush down, as an example, of the rest of the world, rather than wait for one to simply spontaneously erupt along the lines of what happened in Romania that they couldn't deal with. They want a little rebellion they can crush in order to forestall a larger rebellion down the road.
Well, you know, here in Dearborn, they actually, they've been doing some things that just disturb me. There is several weeks ago, there was a public service article in the paper talking about crowd control, using terms like see something, say something, don't stand next to a container that could hide an, quote, explosive device. Now, Mike, that could be the garbage can at McDonald's. You don't put this type of thing in a newspaper unless you're trying to get something going.
Well, I think they're just trying to ramp up the level of fear, terror, terror, terror,
yes,
fear, 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 you know, ahead of a potential false flag, or just to, they're trying to keep people so scared that they're not thinking clearly. But as I pointed out before, fear is tiring. It's exhausting. And if you keep doing it long enough, your brain literally runs out of the neurotransmitter that signals fear and panic. And it's not even a question of being brave or courageous. You literally can't feel fear any longer. And at that point, all that's left is the rage. And so the amount of time a government can use fear to control their people always has a finite lifespan.
Well, they've just about run it with me. I live in Dearborn. I was out to the restaurant this morning. Everything is quiet. My Muslim neighbors, my Arabic neighbors, have no more interest in having a mess in their front yard than I do, or having martial law in the city than I do, you know. And any of these tensions that they seem to be anticipating, you know, it's on their end. And
well,
I for one, am getting a little tired of it.
I think probably that's true of much of the entire world right now. And I remember back when they were first starting this whole thing, we have to go against Iraq and the rest of it. They hate us for our freedoms.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's the government that hates our freedoms. Look how many of our freedoms they're trying to take away from us by hook and by crook. People around the world love freedom. It's only control institutions, authority institutions, whether it's government or the church. They're the only ones who hate freedom, because freedom means you can't be exploited, you can't be harvested, you can't be told what to do for the sake of empire and crusade and so forth. So ordinary people love freedom. We all want to be free. It's only government that hates our freedoms. And again, we saw that a couple of months ago with those trial balloon articles in the New York Times where they're trying to sell the idea it's time to get rid of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. You know, if some foreign terrorist said tear up the Constitution, we'd all say no. But now we've got the government saying, let's consider doing that. Barb, thanks a lot for the call. We got to do a station identification here, and we will be right back.
Thank you for talking to me.
How would you